joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 6-0 win over Leighton in the League Cup. Alan, I guess you stand before me, a very happy manager.
Aye, delighted for the players. I thought the way of the Harlanets, I wanted the response tonight because I wanted to see who's going to be challenging for first team football. And some great performances out there, like, you know, some absolutely fantastic performance. I thought the two centre halves, Robber and Wayne, were excellent. I thought Neil Lampton was one of the best players we had at right back. The young lads done well, all of them done well. Craig Mullen, Craig even, what a performance that was. So I'm not letting them out here tonight until I sort of deal out with them. That'd be great. And obviously, you know, it's great seeing the young lads come through. All the credits, a lot of credit is Adrian Withers, who brought them through the youth ranks, like to Ross Chalk and Robert and Tom, who scored a great goal tonight. Craig, and obviously Les, and I'll be delighted. Les Smithers, the youth team manager, be delighted for his kids coming through. So at the minute, I kind of play them because we're winning every week, but the future looks great, looks good.
Arguably the goal of the game was Tom Dillaway's strike. It looked as though he was having an exchange with the bench, almost, can I take this free kick?
Hawkey wanted it, Paul Harkness wanted it, but when I've watched the youth team, I've saw him score a couple. Adrian Withers is behind us on the bench, and I know he wanted he's took him, what a goal, what a great strike, and that's what he does well. So he's been playing for Rains Park at the minute, and I thought he's come on and had a good game. And what a great strike. I'm glad Hawkey never took it, to be honest, because it would have ended up in behind the stand and on the road and on the Kingston Road. And I'm pleased for him. I'm delighted for Tom. And I think the lads were as well, you can tell. And Mark Calm said to me when he did score, all the lads who were watching the game, the first team lads, all jumped up. So I didn't say that, but Hamsey Toolers and all that. And I think that's a great thing for a football club, and it shows everybody's together.
It was great to see all the first team players in the stand, almost without exception tonight, supporting, you know, the younger players today. Does that say something about the spirit of the whole club at the moment?
Yeah, it did. Mark Anderson, my chairman, he told them to come in the boardroom, and they all done it. And like to Cookie and Jimmy Bell look after them and all that, you know. And it is good, and all sat together and done it the right way. And Sally put some soup and rules on for them as well, which is nice. And it is real about the club. And I like it being like that. I didn't want them just scattered around the ground and having hot dogs and all that. We've done it right, and I like that. And it should be supporting the team players. That's what it should be doing. Yes, I'm delighted. Yeah.
You said to me on Saturday that Harkness is a centre forward. He took less than 10 minutes to almost prove that point, didn't he?
He's got great, he's not costing any money or nothing like that, you know. It's a dual registration, and he's not costing anything, and he's we'll use him, he'll use us for the time being. I don't know how long it'll go on for. He might be back at form on Saturday, I don't know. But he did score goals. He did score goals, and he's still a bit rusty. He needs games, I've got that. He desperately needs games, but he's getting there, and if we do get him fit, he's got a hell of a player. He's a great player, but he's still a wee off, to be honest. He was ill when he's come back, so yeah, he's a centre forward, and he scores good. He should have had a hat-trick, to be honest. He'd be disappointed. He missed a sitter, and he missed a header as well, and he's got a touch-up, and he's got to train hard.
John Neal has seemed reminded me a bit of Andy Johnson a few years ago. He finally gets his chance to play, but then you stick him out on the right wing.
See, John's part of this club. He's part a lad, Craig Mullen, I won't ever look at, and Hawkey. John's part of my plans, to be honest. I like John. Craig, I would have Hamsey around the house if I got rid of John and stuff like that. We like him. He does everything right, he does. And I just want to try him in a few positions because our front two, Bobby and Carl, are scoring a lot of goals. If I can't play him there, I might have to play him somewhere else. He's worked hard at right, he has. And he's worked hard in midfield. And on Saturday, I'll kind of start him up front because of them two. But it's a possibility starting him right now, and it's a possibility. So it's things like that where we're just looking at options for him. You know, he's a big part of the plans, John. And he's one of the players that I'll not be wanting to get rid of. And I just want to try a few things, and he's took it well, never complained once.
And Phil Williams as well, an unfamiliar position for him, but I thought he played very well and deserved his goal.
He done alright, he done okay, give a ball away a lot on the ball first half, he done better second half, he makes some one or two good runs, and yes, he took his goal well, and he's done okay.
Folkestone on Saturday, that's going to be a totally different game, very tough. How has your preparation been affected by what's going on at Folkestone? Presumably you don't know what team they're going to send out.
Yeah, we do. I watched them play twice, and I don't think there's going to be any cheer. The truth of the matter is, I said to the lads, we're top, they're fourth top. Massive game. If I was in the same position as them and Malcolm Mark pulled the money, I reckon I could get 5 or 6, 7, 8 of them lads to play. I really do, our lads. Folkestone will be the same. What the Folkestone manager will be saying as well is, what I would say is, hold on a minute, Kingston's a big area, Folkestone's a big area, somebody will come in the next couple of days and buy the club. And yeah, so there's nothing, you know, we've got that Drayden playing still and stuff like that, we've got some good players. And so, yes, if it was something you know, a lesser team, I would say that, but not Ferguson. Ferguson's a big club and will have a good travelling support and will have, you know, everything will be done right. The manager will do things right. So it's a massive game. It's a huge game. It's, you know, top against fourth top. But Ferguson are a big, big club and somebody will come in and save them. It could be in the next couple of days. And we will have players, or they probably playing for a bit less money, but for the club like Ferguson, just like Kingstonian, you can attract players. And like I say, I could have played that side tonight, which hasn't cost no money, to be honest. And that's a good performance tonight by us. And it's the same by Ferguson. It'll be a tough game. So there's no doubt about it.
A couple of new players have arrived recently. Yep. Have you had any more thoughts on players leaving?
Yes, Julian Thompson left tonight. He's left, and Serge has left. I had to do it. Like I say, I had to get Liam in. Liam's come to the club. He's took a massive pay cut to come to the club. I appreciate that. I wanted him at the club for years, and he's willing to do that. I met him on a Friday night and had a couple of drinks, so I appreciate what he's given up to come here. He'll be here for the next couple of years. As long as I'm here, he'll be here. Hockey's not cost me anything, but Liam, if you bring somebody in, you've got to get rid of somebody, and it's simple as that. And Julian being frustrated because he's not playing first team football, I understand that. Serge is frustrated because he hasn't been playing, I understand that as well. So both of them had a chat tonight and agreed that it's best for them to look for, and I wish them well. I really wish them well. Maybe it's one more I might have to get rid of. Might have to be, just for the sake of it. I might get pulled tonight by somebody, or pulled on Thursday. I accept that. I am looking to bring somebody else in as well, so I just got to wheel and deal the best I can. I'm trying to get better players than what I've got. That's hard because we're top of the league, but I do believe it, Liam Collins has been better than what we've got. I do believe that. I believe Hawkey is as well, and if we get anybody else in, it's got to be better than what we've got. So it's simple as that, really. If anybody else goes, I'm sorry, and I wish him well in the future.